the 29th day of the month. In hope we were saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope. For who hopes for what is seen? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. Romans 8, verses 24 through 25. For through the Spirit, by faith, we eagerly wait for the hope of righteousness. Galatians 5, 5. Today we consider the hope eternal. The church that carefully reads its New Testament always looks toward the future. Indeed, we believe that what we hope for in the future should shape how we live in the present. Otherwise, why do we say continually, and on the authority of Jesus, "Your will be done on earth as in heaven"? Our hope for heaven is neither wishful thinking nor delusion. It is the firm conviction that in spite of all the evils that beset us, God is in charge. And in the end, the triumph of God will be made clear, and we will share in its glory. Meanwhile, the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church is to live out on earth the hope to which it clings. Thus, insofar as possible, the Church is to love the world in the same way that God so loved the world. To do so is to avoid two dangerous extremes: dreading the future as a time of terror, on the one hand, and on the other, yearning so much for a better future that the present seems oppressive. Our hope eternal is characterized neither by fear nor by escapism. It is founded on the rock of divine goodness and faithfulness that undergirds both the transient life of this world and unending life in the nearer presence of God hereafter. Opening prayer. Grant to me, gracious God, and to all of my sisters and brothers in Christ, so strong a sense of your steadfast love, that we may see in what you promise us both a firm hope for the future and a pattern of life we can follow in the present. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Psalm 46. God is a safe place to hide, ready to help when we need him. We stand fearless at the cliff edge of doom, courageous in sea storm and earthquake, before the rush and roar of oceans, the tremors that shift mountains. Jacob, wrestling God, fights for us. God of angel armies protects us. River fountains splash joy, cooling God's city, this sacred haunt of the Most High. God lives here. The streets are safe. God at your service from crack of dawn. Godless nations rant and rave. Kings and kingdoms threaten, but earth does anything he says. Jacob, wrestling God, fights for us. God of angel armies protects us. Attention, all. See the marvels of God. He plants flowers and trees all over the earth, bans war from pole to pole, breaks all the weapons across his knee. Step out of the traffic. Take a long, loving look at me, your high God, above politics, above everything. Jacob, wrestling God, fights for us. God of angel armies protects us. From the Apocryphal Book of Wisdom, Chapter 1, verse 16 through the first verse of the second chapter. But the ungodly, by their words and deeds, summoned death. Considering him a friend, they pined away and made a covenant with him, because they are fit to belong to his company. For they reasoned unsoundly, saying to themselves, "Short and sorrowful is our life, and there is no remedy when a life comes to its end, and no one has been known to return from Hades." For the book of Genesis, chapter 22, verses 1 through 14. Now it came about after these things that God tested Abraham and said to him, "Abraham." And he said, "Here I am." He said, "Take now your son, your only son whom you love, Isaac, and go to the land of Moriah, and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I will tell you." So Abraham rose early in the morning and saddled his donkey, and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son, and he split wood for the burnt offering, and arose and went to the place of which God had told him. On the third day, Abraham raised his eyes and saw the place from a distance. Abraham said to his young men, "Stay here with the donkey, and I and the lad will go over there, and we will worship and return to you." Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac, his son, and he took in his hand the fire and the knife. So two of them walked on together. Isaac spoke to Abraham, his father, and said, "My father." And he said, "Here I am, my son." And he said, "Behold the fire and the wood, but where's the lamb for the burnt offering?" Abraham said, "God will provide for himself the lamb for the burnt offering, my son." So two of them walked on together. Then they came to the place of which God had told him, and Abraham built the altar there and arranged the wood, and bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. Abraham stretched out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, "Abraham, Abraham." And he said, "Here I am." He said, "Do not stretch out your hand against the lad and do nothing to him, for now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me." Then Abraham raised his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in the thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the place of his son. Abraham called the name of that place, "The Lord will provide," as it is said to this day, "In the mount of the Lord it will be provided." From 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 10 through 20. "As to this salvation, the prophets who prophesied of the grace that would come to you made careful searches and inquiries, seeking to know what person or time the Spirit of Christ within them was indicating as he predicted the sufferings of Christ and the glories to follow. It was revealed to them that they were not serving themselves, but you, in these things which now have been announced to you through those who preach the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven, things into which angels long to look. Therefore, prepare your minds for action. Keep sober in spirit. Fix your hope completely on the grace to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, do not be conformed to the former lusts which were yours in your ignorance, but like the Holy One who called you, be holy yourselves also in all your behavior, because it is written, 'You shall be holy, for I am holy.' If you address as Father the one who impartially judges according to each one's work, conduct yourselves in fear during the time of your stay on earth, knowing that you were not redeemed with perishable things like silver or gold from your futile way of life inherited from your forefathers, but with precious blood, as of a lamb unblemished and spotless, the blood of Christ. For he was foreknown before the foundation of the world, but has appeared in these last times for the sake of you." From the Gospel according to John, chapter 13, verses 36 through 38. Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, where are you going?" Jesus answered, "Where I go, you cannot follow me now, but you will follow later." Peter said to him, "Lord, why can I not follow you right now? I'll lay down my life for you." Jesus answered, "Will you lay down your life for me? Truly, truly, I say to you, a rooster will not crow until you deny me three times." From the Gospel of John, chapter 19, verses 38 through 42. After these things, Joseph of Arimathea, being a disciple of Jesus, but a secret one for fear of the Jews, asked Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus. And Pilate granted permission. So he came and took away his body. Nicodemus, who had first come to him by night, also came, bringing a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 100 pounds weight. So they took the body of Jesus and bound it in linen wrappings with the spices, as is the burial custom of the Jews. Now in the place where he was crucified there was a garden, and in the garden a new tomb, in which no one had yet been laid. Therefore, because of the Jewish day of preparation, since the tomb was nearby, they laid Jesus there. A prayer for Good Friday from the Church of Scotland. Savior of the world, what have you done to deserve this, and what have we done to deserve you? Strung up between criminals, cursed and spat upon, you wait for death and look for us whose sin has crucified you. To the mystery of undeserved suffering, you bring the deeper mystery of unmerited love. Forgive us for not knowing what we have done. Open our eyes to see what you are doing now, as through wood and nails you disempower our depravity and transform us by your grace. Amen. A prayer for Good Friday from the Church of Scotland. Savior of the world, what have you done to deserve this? And what have we done to deserve you? Strung up between criminals, cursed and spat upon, you waited for death and looked for us whose sin has crucified you. To the mystery of undeserved suffering, you bring the deeper mystery of unmerited love. Forgive us for not knowing what we have done. Open our eyes to see what you are doing now, as through wood and nails you dismember our depravity and transform us by your grace. Amen. A Prayer for Good Friday, written by Walter Brueggemann from his book All to Heaven, entitled The Terrible Silencing We Cannot Master. Holy God, who hovers daily round us in fidelity and compassion, this day we are mindful of another dreadful field hovering, that of the power of death before which we stand thin and needful. All our days we are mindful of the pieces of our lives and the parts of your world that are on the loose in destructive ways. We notice that wilderness, midst our fear and our anger unresolved, we mark it in a world of brutality and poverty and hunger all around us. We notice all our days. But on this day of all days, that great threat looms so large and powerful, it is not for nothing that we tremble at these 3 hours of darkness and the raging earthquake. It is not for nothing that we have a sense of our helplessness before the dread power of death that has broken loose and that struts against our interest and even against our will. Our whole life is not unlike the playground in the village, lovely and delightful and filled with squeals unafraid. And then remember the silencing of all those squeals and death, and remember the legions of Christies that are swept away in a riddle too deep for knowing. Our whole life is like that playground, and on this dreadful Friday we pause before the terrible silencing we cannot master. So we come in our helpless candor this day, remembering, giving thanks, celebrating, but not for one instant unmindful of dangers too ominous, and powers too sturdy, and threats well beyond us. We turn eventually from our hurt for children lost. We turn finally from all unresolved losses to the cosmic grief at the loss of Jesus. We recall and relive that wrenching Friday when the hurt cut to your heart. We see in that terrible hurt our losses and your full embrace of loss and defeat. We dare pray while the darkness descends and the earthquake trembles. We dare pray for Aries, eyes to see fully and mouths to speak fully the power of death all around. We dare pray for a capacity to notice unflinching that in our happy playgrounds other children die and grow silent. We pray more for your notice and your promise and your healing. Our only urging on Friday is that you live this as we must, impacted but not destroyed, dimmed but not quenched. For your great staying power and your promise of newness, we praise you. It is in your power and your promise that we take our stand this day. We dare trust that Friday is never the last day, so we watch for the new day of life. Hear our prayer and be your full self toward us. Amen. A Prayer of Saint Francis of Assisi. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Receive this benediction for Holy Week from the United Methodist Book of Worship. Go in peace. May Jesus Christ, who for our sake became obedient unto death, even death on a cross, keep you and strengthen you this night and forever. Amen.